This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman. We're recalling some of our favorite pieces that the late food critic Jonathan Gold wrote. I'm talking to Daniel Hernandez, editor of LA Taco. Tell me about your favorite piece of Jonathan's writing and explain your personal connection to it.
Well, one of the pieces that really came instantly to my mind after he passed was the time that he wrote about a trip that he took to Guadalajara. This was in 2009. He was still at the Weekly. And at the time, I was living in Mexico City. And I got invited with a bunch of other writers from L.A. to sort of represent L.A. at the biggest Spanish language book fair in the world. So Lori Ochoa and Jonathan Gold came down, right? And they said, why don't we go out for tacos? Take me out for tacos. We went out and it was just such a fun, chill night seeing Lori and John sort of in a casual social setting traveling. You know, I knew that they'd always gone to Italy, but I was really eager to host them in Mexico in a way, even for one night. So we just went out and had a bunch of tacos, went to a bunch of cantinas.
All of this is within the context of describing the community of Guadalajara here in L.A., correct?
Right. So he manages always, of course, to draw the mind and I guess sort of the palette in a way to Los Angeles. So in this piece, which he published in 2009, he sort of uses this description of this experience in Guadalajara to come back to kind of the places that do Jalisco-style food here in Southeast LA County. And of course, in Jalisco, this western state of Mexico, is very famous for their birria, right? Their goat stew. And so Jonathan knows all this in the piece. It really comes through. But I actually asked Lori just a bit ago to check in with her. I said, is this the first time that Jonathan had been to Guadalajara? Because he certainly does not write like it is. And actually, it was. And she said that he had done so much research that by the time they got there, it was as if he had been there sort of many times before in many years, like a lot of people in LA are, right?
And we should say that this piece that you're going to read from is about El Parian, which is right. A restaurant here on Pico that serves goat birria.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a special dish, and it really represents people from that part of Mexico. And that's the sort of generation of our parents, if you will. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, most of the immigrants coming to LA from Mexico were coming from Jalisco, Zacatecas. And so this is a sort of a community and region that Jonathan would have known so well even before setting foot there, because he had sort of eaten his way through the region here in LA.
So if you could, would you read your favorite part of this piece?
The famous street taco stands on Mequitzaltzingo were clouded in carne asada smoke, fragrant enough to please any number of vengeful gods. Another stand was arranged like a Francis Bacon painting, each organ and entrail organized in its own sector of the multi-tiered grill. Beef forehead, beef lips, beef tongue, beef cheek, beef brain. I assembled a cow's head in my stomach, one taco at a time.
That is like one of the greatest sentences. I assembled a cow's head in my stomach, one taco at a time.
It's so good.
That's Daniel Hernandez, editor of LA Taco. We've been talking about Jonathan Gold's review of El Parian on Pico Boulevard. You can join us in remembering Jonathan's words. Just text the words good food to 69866 to get these reflections as they're released.